Hello and welcome to this Mac Makes Music podcast. I'm James Sandy, and in this episode, we catch up with Sid Peacock as he helps to recreate the Macondo Village Band. There's a chance to hear tracks from their recent performance here at the Mac, and we explore some of the thinking behind this innovative project. We start by talking to Sid between rehearsals. So I'm with Sid Peacock, and Sid, you're running a really interesting project at the moment called the Macondo Village Band.
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Macondo Village Band, yeah.
Now, there's an intriguing story behind that, but it's kind of folk from a fictional
place. Folk from a fictional place. Macondo is the village that features in Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude and other novels. It was actually in some novels before. It's in quite a few novels, actually. And Macondo is the village that it all centres around. And I had Macondo Village Band in a few sort of incarnations and different lineups. And the whole idea is to allow to make sort of folk world music, but with no boundaries. I didn't want to make a fusion, but just have the influences come in from the musicians that are there, and we play music. And the idea is that it is, yes, it's folk music from a fictional place. Because it's fictional, there are no boundaries to what we can do.
And the book, I think, I haven't read the book, but it's a kind of a critique on Colombia, Latin America. Well, are there influences of...
Well, I think in a lot of my music, there's influences of Latin America. It's like Latin American music's like heaven. And I mean, and then again, we're playing with the Congolese guys, who in their music is a lot of rumba and other Cuban music influences. So it all seeps in, yeah.
And from what I've read about you, you kind of started from books in a sense, didn't you?
So I did.
Kind of still doing books.
Yes, I books change your life. You know, it changed my life and continue to change my life. So I don't get as much opportunity to read now as I would like to, but.
Were you a library assistant?
I was a library assistant.
We can say that, you're allowed.
I was a library assistant, yeah. When I was 21, I got a job in the library, and it was brilliant because it placed me, it surrounded me with music books, and I got the education that I didn't get in school.
So with this current project, the Macondo Village Band, mm-hmm. there's an element, from what you've said, there's an element of diversity about it, mm-hmm. kind of different styles and different modes. But there's an element of sort of refuge and taking perhaps safety in culture. Is that an angle?
How do you mean?
I think you've got a number of people drawn together from various walks mm-hmm. of life, from various circumstances, and they're coming together for a musical performance,
yeah.
a musical production. And there's a kind of, I suppose there's a sort of a space that you're creating, a safety through that.
Very much so. That's well spotted, because the idea is we bring in, you've got two groups of professional musicians. You've got sort of local jazz musicians, then you've got the local Congolese musicians that we're working with. And we work together in a band unit. And then when we bring in the young people who are sort of participants in the project, it provides a safety net that we can experiment and they can go off and have a go and stuff. But with the professionals being there, it allows a degree of freedom on their part, and they feel they can get the groove, and it's all support. And it's about people supporting each other.
And I think that kind of improvisation lends very nicely to jazz.
Yeah.
But also you've got that sense of, you know, that imagined village, again, a kind of common language, haven't you?
This project isn't a standalone project. It's sort of work I've developed over 16 years being in Birmingham, and before that when I was studying and the type of music that I did. You know, it's all a certain theme of improvisation where absolute beginners can sit beside consummate professionals and everybody can contribute to the whole, you know, and it's something I really enjoy doing. And when we do the concert, the band itself, the professional band, will do a set of tunes first, and then the young people will come and join us. So we will end with the community project. We won't end with the pros saying, that's it, you've done your bit.
A crescendo.
Is that
what they would call it?
Yeah, a crescendo over the series of the concert, yeah.
And I was sitting, I was privileged really to sit through the rehearsal, which was quite lively, and that kind of doesn't do it justice really. But you were a very animated conductor. You kind of seem to let the rhythm take you, and it's quite a difficult thing because the room is looking at you to throw them in different places, but equally you're sort of being thrown by the room, if you see what I mean.
I like to be a fallible leader, you know. It's like whenever if there's autonomy in the regions and everything takes off, I'm quite happy to let it all develop, and then, you know, I'll only rein it back in if it needs be. But it's a free moving machine, you know, the whole big orchestra.
Describe the kind of, almost the set list in terms of, you know, the band do things and then the group do things.
Yeah.
Wider. Other than the sort of initial idea of imagined village, if you like, is there a theme that runs through the performance?
Well, I mean, I should point out that this is it's an AEHRC funded project that we're doing in collaboration with MAC. Mm-hmm. And I'm working for Birmingham City University and Celebrating Sanctuary Birmingham, who's a local arts refugee support organisation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've working for Celebrating Sanctuary. I've worked with the, you know, put on gigs for the Congolese band, Congolese musicians, and I'm really, you know, so into the way they play and their musicality, and a bit in awe of it, you know. And with this AHRC funded project, it was a cultural engagement project. It sort of created the opportunity to do two things that I'd really been wanting to do. One was to do a collaboration with some of the young guys from the Congolese community and local jazz musicians, and then also to work with the Young Strong Voices refugee group hosted by the Children's Society. So that third part that you referred to initially, yes, there's a collaboration where some of the local jazz musicians get together with the Congolese guys, and we've just been playing together, brought a few tunes in and learned them together, and finding out how each other thinks differently about music and approaches our practice. And I've learned so much from them, you know.
And it's been described, I think, as an action research project, which I think is quite a clunky term for cultural exploration, really.
It's, yeah,
funny. You know, you are having fun, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm having a lot of fun, you know. I just music making for me, and that's it, you know. We'll write the report at the end.
And you, as well as being a conductor, you do lots of production and mm-hmm. composing yourself, and a mix. I think, again, it's difficult to kind of put labels on music, but a mix of sort of jazz and folk and world music, is that your kind of bracket?
Louis Armstrong said, "All music is world music, or folk music ain't." They seen no horse sing a song. You know, it's like, you know, I have a we do some stuff. Actually, we're doing some Sun Ra tribute with my big band, so that's out of the world music. You know, space music. So, but if the music's happening on Earth, then that's sort of the music I like.
Just off this planet.
Yeah. Well, it's hard, isn't it? Because you put boundaries on music, and I like to bring it in. I don't pinch music, you know, or just use it sort of flippantly, or but to use it to be influenced by stuff. You know, it's like that. It's that you hear something, it's like words get picked up, you know, words from other cultures get picked up within the R language, and English language has got so many words from other languages. Mm. And I think as a musician and as a composer, you can pull in these influences as well. And you're going to pull them in, whether you do it consciously or subconsciously.
Thank you.
The Macondo Sessions with Sid Peacock were funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council's Cultural Engagement Fund in association with Birmingham City University and developed with Mac Makes Music and the Children's Society's My Place project. This Mac Makes Music podcast was written and presented by me, James Sandy, and is a King of the Buttons production for Mac, the Midlands Arts Centre.